Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Pat Forty. Pat, we're going to get to some of the college sports commission stuff, maybe sprinkle in a little horse racing, but the topic of today has been passenger princesses and what passenger etiquette is. You the kind of guy that scrolls the IG? Do you always take the wheel when you're on road trips with the fam, or what's going on there?
I do prefer to do the driving.
Attaboy.
When I am in the car, my wife is sometimes annoyed by that, but I'm not a very good, like, side passenger, so just let me drive and everything's going to be better that way.
Now, do you have rules for her in the passenger seat or no?
Oh, no, she can do whatever the heck she wants.
See, that's what me and Pat, we vibe on that because, you know, just sit over there and don't bother me.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what? You pick the radio station or the music, whatever. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah, I don't care. It. Just let me do the driving.
Pat, I'm elbowing my wife going, hey, wake up. It's time to talk. But it is what it is. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And I think that from the sounds of it, Pat, we're all expecting a little bit coming soon about this house settlement, which will set in motion a series of events where we'll probably hear about, you know, the CEO of the College Sports Commission and whatever else is going on out there. What are your expectations in terms of the timeline on all the events that are currently facing college sports?
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody's kind of hoping that the settlement comes this week, if possible, and that Judge Wilkin accepts the settlement. I mean, there's a little bit of a roll of the dice by the powers that be in college sports that they haven't exactly just gone straight along with what the judge wished they would do in terms of grandfathering in roster spots. And, you know, it's possible still that she could say, no, forget it. This isn't good enough. And then we go to a trial, which would set everything back years. Hopefully it doesn't come to that, but we'll see. And then, yeah, I think things will happen quickly thereafter because time's ticking. I mean, July 1st is when this thing goes into effect, and a lot will come along with that in terms of, yes, a new enforcement structure and obviously a completely different financial model in terms of what players can get and who they can get it from and how much they can get.
Well, I don't even know where to start. I got so many questions on this, but I guess I'll start with the CEO part of this little – this new NCAA essentially that they're going to create, that the rumor is, and multiple people have reported kind of that it's going to be a name outside of college athletics. I mean, what do you expect? And just to speak, I guess, and abstractly, what do you expect in this person? What do you expect them to kind of their background? They're going to be a complete business, or like, what do you expect from this CEO?
Well, I mean, I think the CEO is largely just going to be overseeing enforcement of rules. So I don't think it's going to be that much of a front and center position where, you know, every issue that comes up where everybody's like, well, what does the CEO think? Because I don't think the CEO is going to be able to have much say over a lot of it. You know, I think that person's going to be there to rule on, did this collective violate the new rules in terms of paying that player this much money? So, you know, that person's, it's going to be an important job, but it's not going to be like Roger Goodell, I don't think, in any respect. So who it is, I don't know. And they're going to answer to a board that's made up of the Power Conference commissioners, which tells me, guess what? The Power Conference commissioners are still in charge. So Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti primarily are still going to be running the show.
Hanging out with Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated. And Pat, just to kind of follow up on that, and this is kind of a loaded question, I guess, but is there, like, how far down the road are we going to get where we can expect an offseason in college football that's not crazy in terms of rules changing? Like, are we ever going to get to a point, let's call it 2028, where we're going, you know what? everybody's under the same blanket of rules, and we can move forward and just focus on the product on the field.
Don't get your hopes up. I mean, you know, this is like truly we have had unbelievable tumult in college sports at this time of year for five straight years. You know, is the pandemic, are we going to play? 2021, the SEC takes Texas and Oklahoma. 2022, the Big Ten takes USC and UCLA. 2023, the rest of the Pac-12 falls apart. Last year, we're starting a new playoff. This year, we're going to tweak the playoff. It looks like maybe as soon as today, they may change the playoff seeding format, which will be probably, I think, a good move, but will be a change and would require, you know, the likes of the Mountain West Conference and the ACC and Big 12 to give up something. So, you know, there's always something. And I think now as we are heading into this new house settlement era, there's probably going to continue to have to be fundamental changes and tweaks to that along the way as we figure out what works and doesn't work.
Pat Forty joining us here on the morning show. I think the thing for me is this document that they want everyone to sign that basically says you'll abide by these rules. And it, I think part of it, I guess, the way I read it was to keep the states from making their own laws, which can kind of circumvent the House ruling, so to speak. And I read about it, Pat, that if they don't sign it, you will just basically kicked out and you can't play the other Power Fives. It is not realistic in any way that, like, let's say a Tennessee would say we're not signing it and then they would just be kind of blacklisted, right? That's not realistic.
It's funny you would think of, say, Tennessee in this instance. Since I think you could call this the Tennessee rule at this point because everybody's so tired of that state legislature and that attorney general basically saying, we're just going to make the rules up as we see fit. So I think, you know, that's kind of what this is aimed at. This is another one that, like, you read and it's like, whoa, what's going on here? And I think in reality, it's probably more of a warning shot than a realistic situation where, yes, a school is not going to sign this thing and or it's really going to actually lead to them being expelled from a conference. First of all, you know, so let's say this is the Big Ten and let's say it's Penn State that won't sign it. Do you think Fox is going to sit there and be fine with the Big Ten kicking Penn State, one of the biggest cash cows in college football, out of the league?
Good point.
No. Fox basically is in charge of the Big Ten. ESPN's in charge of the SEC. They're going to say, we want our ratings kings in that league. So this is another one I think when rubber hits road is not going to necessarily lead to anything fundamental. We'll see. I'm going to SEC meetings next week. I'll ask people about it there. But, you know, my expectation is that this is kind of a shot across the bow to these schools. Like, look, we're coming up with new rules. Can we please try to follow them for 1 year before trying to screw around and find a way around the rules?
So, Pat, I got to ask you something a little off topic because I saw you got to spend some time with Travis Hunter, recently drafted by the Jags, and we just keep hearing these stories about what an incredible guy Travis is. He had a moment go viral for being so nice to a lady sitting next to him on a flight. When you guys were out fishing, because he loves fishing,
Wow. Tell
me he had some kind of human frustrated moment, or is he just cool, calm, and collected?
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
He had no frustrated moments. First of all, he's a really good fisherman,
yeah.
So he didn't, like, screw anything up to the point where he got mad like some of the rest of us would. So, like, he piloted the boat. He found the fish. He put us on the fish. He did have one instance, like, the first rod he picked up where, what was it, like, something wasn't tied on right. I can't remember exactly what happened. And, like, just threw the lure into the water, and it didn't retrieve because it wasn't tied on. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, oh, well, that's a bummer. And reeled up and just kept going. And, you know, he's a great guy. He is. He's fantastic, down to earth, very confident in himself, as he should be, but a great person to spend 2-3 hours out on a lake fishing with. That's for sure. I had a great time.
Wow, that's awesome.
Joining us here on the Morning Shift, I got a question about the Triple Crown now with horse racing, and we saw what Sovereignty wins the Derby, and then it says, you know, we're not going to race, and the Preakness, I think, was the next one. And this is not the first time it's happened in recent history. You as a guy that's covered this sport for years, Pat, you can't love the new era of what the Triple Crown has become, can you?
No. Yeah, I've covered it a long time, and it's disappointing because this is the highlight of the horse racing season, so to speak, and the schedule as it currently stands doesn't work with the modern thoroughbred. They don't race every 2 weeks, and to have them turn around from the Derby to the Preakness is asking for something that's not natural and something they really never do any other point in their careers. And so I don't think it would be that hard to chill and put a little more room between those three races and actually breathe a little bit longer shelf life into the excitement of the Triple Crown. If you put the Preakness on Memorial Weekend or the first Saturday in June, you leave the Derby where it is, first Saturday in May, and then you run the Belmont on 4th of July, you're going to get more good horses that compete in all three. You are going to get more excitement, I think, for a longer period of time, and it's better for the animals, I think. So we'll see what happens, if there's any sort of movement to get that changed, but it's been disappointing to see Derby winners not go on to run the Preakness.
That's Pat Forty, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. Pat, I hope your tickets cash, and I hope your wife plays some good tunes in the passenger seat, my friend. Thanks for hanging out.
All right. My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.